So let's go on and do some more conversation about LARC and dive deep into Iowa. So I'd like to invite Dr. Heather Hirsch up to introduce herself and tell us why our fields are fabulous and give us some good results.
Thank you, Wayne. Well, as Wayne said, my name is Heather Hirsch, and I am a new member to APHA, and pleased to be part of the PRSH section. I'm excited to make an impact on family planning through research and evaluation, because a lot of times it takes data and numbers to actually make those changes. So if we could do that in the field of family planning, that's a victory for us all. And I'm from Philibert Research Associates, an independent evaluator in upstate New York. I've been there about 13 years, and I'm happy to be back in Boston, where I went to college here. So, thank you. Okay. Today I'm going to present our research from a project that we had the pleasure of working on, the Iowa Initiative to Reduce Unintended Pregnancies. We'll look closely at the increased use of LARC in an effort to reduce unintended pregnancies. I just want to say I have no relationships to disclose. So utilization of long-acting reversible contraceptive methods, other known as LARC from this point forward in the presentation, and defined as an intrauterine device, or IUD, or an implant, are recommended by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists as the first-line option for nearly all women. They're believed to be the safest and most effective of contraceptive methods, and with increased use, believed to have a reduction in unintended pregnancies. Yet with all this information, LARC use in the United States is still relatively low. In 2010, of females aged 15 to 44 using contraceptive methods, just under 1% were using an implant and 5.6% were using an IUD. So the Iowa Initiative to Reduce Unintended Pregnancies. It was a 5-year demonstration project that took place from 2007 through 2011, funded by a single private donor using a multi-pronged approach, and that covered 3 primary goals: to increase the utilization of LARC, have a reduction in unintended pregnancies, and a reduction in primary and repeat abortions. As I said, this is a multi-component initiative that included Title X and other family planning agencies throughout the state of Iowa. It offered LARC at little or no cost to women at these agencies, did many policy and advocacy efforts throughout the state of Iowa, had many marketing and advertising campaigns going on in the state, collaboration among all the agencies involved, and evaluation, which was our piece on the project. Now, there were various strategies used by all these family planning agencies, and they could use any or all of these strategies with their funding. A lot of them opened new clinics to expand the reach of services to clients. They increased staffing at their agencies, increased salaries of clinicians, hired interpreters. They increased the provision of LARC at their agencies, expanded hours of operations, offered special services, provided training for the providers on the insertions of LARC and the provision of LARC, and had many media and outreach campaigns going on at the same time. This is all in an effort to increase access to services, increase access to LARC, and decrease the barriers to LARC, or obtaining LARC. So we designed the evaluation to look at what went on in the state by obtaining statewide data from before the initiative began in 2007. So we obtained data from about 2004, 2005, depending on the source, through 2012, the most recent data we could obtain. So a period of prior to, during, and after the initiative. So we obtained that data from the Iowa Department of Public Health, the Family Planning Council of Iowa, and Planned Parenthood of the Heartland. So these 3 agencies that were able to provide us with the necessary data to measure IUD and implant use, unintended pregnancies, and pregnancies terminated by abortion, all the 3 primary goals of the initiative. So here's what we found by looking at the statewide data. We looked at the women served at the family planning agencies and the contraceptive method they were using. This first graph shows implant use by year from 2005 through 2012. So in 2007, just under 1% of women were using implant as their method. By 2012, 6.5% of women were using implant as their method. This was a 1,200% increase over the course of the initiative. The line is steadily going up. And this graph is for IUD use. This, again, is looking at the contraceptive method of the women seen at the family planning agencies that were funded by the initiative. And in 2007, 2.4% of women were using an IUD. This increased to 7.4% in 2012, which is a 208% increase. Again, the line is steadily going up. Now, we looked at some published U.S. findings of contraceptive use in 2007 and 2009. This is contraceptors, so those that are actually using contraception, using LARCs. So on the left-hand side is the United States. So in the United States in 2007, 3.7% of women were using LARCs and increased 8.5% in 2009. That was a 130% increase. We did the same analysis for Iowa specifically of contraceptors, and it went from 5.4% in 2007 to 13.5% in 2009, providing a 150% increase. And also, as you can see, in 2009 at the endpoint, there's a higher percentage of women in Iowa using LARC as a method of contraception. So we were able to also take data from the Barriers to Prenatal Care project that goes on in Iowa. They survey women giving birth in Iowa hospitals, reweighting this data, and that provides the pregnancy intention of the woman, whether it's intended or unintended pregnancy. And, adding in induced abortions to this, and that came up with a percent of pregnancies that were unintended. So after reaching a high of 47.6% in 2006, so prior to the initiative beginning, the percent of unintended pregnancies has decreased by 15% and is now 40.6% in 2012. The line is steadily going down. With that same denominator of pregnancies, we can also get the percent of pregnancies terminated by abortion for 2004 through 2012. And since reaching a high of 14.2% in 2006, the percent of pregnancies terminated by abortion decreased by 26% and is now 10.5% in 2012. Again, the same pattern exists. The line is decreasing. So those were our statewide data that we found, the findings from our statewide data. And now I want to take a closer look at a specific campaign that was funded. And this is the Planned Parenthood of the Heartlands, one of the agencies involved in the initiative. They did a LARC promotion campaign. It was a specific campaign with the goal of increasing LARC insertions at each of their 17 sites, with the goal of increasing the insertions at all the affiliates and establishing a rapport with their clients to encourage them to come back for their annual health care visits as well. This was entitled the Every Bunny Campaign, and they offer free IUDs and implants for three-month time periods, the fall of 2008 and the spring of 2009. All of the costs for the device, the insertion, the testing, everything was waived. And the clinic staff were trained on LARC provision and promoted the event with buttons and T-shirts. So this is a major campaign that went on at two specific time periods. So, and this is an image from the marketing campaign, the Every Bunny campaign, free long-acting birth control for every bunny. And so what we did is we looked at the IUD and implant insertions prior to, during, and after the campaigns. And the second and fourth bars, obviously, are the LARC campaign. So it's clear that every one is a three-month time period. Every bar represents a three-month time period. So prior to the LARC campaign, the first LARC campaign, it went up 109% increase in LARC insertions. And then prior to the second LARC campaign, it went up 121% increase in insertions. So that was a very effective campaign. So just to recap what we found during the Iowa initiative, there was an increase in the insertion and utilization of IUDs and implants throughout Iowa, as well as a reduction in unintended pregnancies and pregnancies terminated by abortion. All three primary goals of the I initiative were met. In addition, we see the increase in IUD and implant insertions during a local campaign of the Planned Parenthood of the Heartland. So these findings show us that the availability of LARC at low or no cost to women is strongly associated with its adoption, and that various strategies used by family planning agencies could increase the utilization of LARC and therefore have a reduction in unintended pregnancies. Thank you.